Welcome to Stay Paid Real Estate Marketing. Unlock the secrets of success in the real estate world, where each episode delivers valuable tips and strategies to elevate your marketing game and help you succeed in both life and business. Brought to you by Reminder Media.
This podcast is brought to you by Reminder Media, the company that keeps the lights on in our studio, including our Take Action sign behind us. Luke and I have worked together over the last 20 years to help small business owners stay top of mind with a mission to help them generate more repeat and referral business. We help business owners with everything from lead generation, print marketing, social media content, geographic farming, and more.
We've had the opportunity to help over 100,000 entrepreneurs over the last 20 years. It's really been amazing. If you'd like to see how we can help you and your business, be sure to check out remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. That's remindermedia.com/staypaidmarketing. Take action on that today.
Welcome to Stay Paid. My name is Joshua Steich.
And I'm Luke Acree.
And if you're a real estate agent creating a blog is a huge opportunity to draw traffic to your site, establish yourself as an authority in your field, and dominate your local market through social media content and SEO. But aside from the topics you write on, the words you pen, or the headlines you craft, there's a hidden make or break factor in your blog post that you might be missing, and that's the images that you use. Blog images are critical, second only to a great headline. And today we're going to talk about the best practices for adding great pictures to every post.
I was just listening to Jason Pantana.
Yeah.
And he said, you can't totally bank on this yet, but it looks like from what the algorithms are putting out and certain changes that the algorithms are focusing on higher quality, potentially longer form, now favoring that.
Yep.
Less posting. Mm-hmm. So posting less. And then we are seeing carousels, image-based, doing really well.
Yeah.
And then you're also seeing the feature, you know, how on TikTok you can put an image as a reel.
It's so weird, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, I think...
My girlfriend shows me those all the time where she's like, and I'm like, what are you doing? And she's scrolling like to the beat or whatever. Like,
yeah,
you're supposed to scroll at a certain...
Oh, I didn't know you're supposed to scroll to the beat. I never knew that.
Well, there's like, I guess, some like it times it. Not maybe to the beat, but it times
it. Yeah, like you'll scroll through those. But it makes sense. Like all it is just an image with music and it feels in a real format.
Yeah.
So like it feels like it's a reel, but it's not a reel. It's really just an image.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that really speaks to the power of what we're going to talk about today, because like this idea of images being compelling and grabbing your attention is nothing new. But when talking about the power of the long form blog post, when talking about posting less but creating more rich text and copy within your blog post, one of the most important ways to keep people's attention is through images and breaking up your article with images. In fact, visitors will only read 20% of the words in your article at most, so you have to be able to slow them down.
Don't read anymore.
You do that through shorter paragraphs, through formatting, through bullet points, but another way that you can do that through images. This actually comes from a study that Orbit Media did. So these are some tips that we'll go over. I think there's 5 or 6 tips in here for best practices that we'll go over from Orbit Media. But just to kind of lay the groundwork, the data backs up the need for strong visuals, because image posts earn 2.3 times more engagement than text posts on Facebook. People following directions with illustrations do 323% better than people following directions without illustrations. And you probably heard this stat. If you hear a piece of information, you'll remember 10% of it 3 days later. But if you add a picture to it, you'll remember that. You'll remember 65%.
That's crazy.
Of that 3 days later. So it just speaks to the power
visualization. Of the
visuals. Yeah. So tip number one, you want to use as many visuals as possible in each article. 47% of bloggers who use 2 to 3 images, or sorry, only 40% of bloggers use 2 to 3 images per post, while 4% are using 10 plus. But the bloggers who are adding 10 or more images get better results. 42% are reporting strong results versus 20% of people report strong results who are only using 2 to 3 images. So you want to make sure that you're adding those visuals, and you want to make sure that you're doing intentional, meaning at every scroll depth. So, you know, look at your computer, scroll through your computer, scroll through your phone. At every scroll depth, once you cross over that image, you want to make sure that you have another image ready.
Interesting. So they can see that it's coming.
Yeah.
To attract. It makes sense. Obviously, I have 2 young kids now, so I'm back into reading children's books. And I'm just like, yeah, the ones that they love the most are the ones with the really crazy pictures.
Yeah.
And you go, yeah, from a kid, you want the visualization. So it makes perfect sense.
Well, there's actually science behind it, because when you read words, you're actually visualizing it. So you're having to do work when you read. You're having to actually turn those words into visualizations, whereas when you look at the picture, you don't have to do that same work. You immediately can understand, because everyone is, well, not everyone, but, you know, most of us are born with sight, and we have the ability to interpret visuals, but we have to learn how to read, and we turn those words.
That is so true. Visuals. I never thought about it that way. It reminds me of like a motivational saying that people have, is that you rarely can achieve something you haven't visited in your mind. And the whole idea is like you visualize, right? The image, and Ed Milet says it, that he would drive to the beach in Long Beach, I think California or wherever it was. And he would sit and look at the beach houses and he would tell himself, I'm going to own a beach house like this one day.
Yeah.
But he would get the visual in his mind, and you think about 65% remember the, if it has an image, and you go, oh wow, just the recall effect of imagery can play a part in your actual mindset too.
Number two tip that you want to do is make sure you're adding charts and graphs. So this is if you have some data to show, and if you're posting about the, you know, the local real estate market or you know, home sales or things like that, you know, you want to make sure you probably have a lot of data to show off. So you've got to visualize it. You can use bubble charts, you can use scatter plots, flow charts, diagrams, infographics, illustrations. You want to take these complex ideas, make them easier to understand through visuals. And I know I just threw a bunch of words out there, but if you go to like canva.com and you search for any of those words, so bubble chart, scatter plot, flow chart, diagram, infographic, you'll have a ton of templates that you can use, and then you can take your data and you can translate that into those visuals.
Who does a really good job at this is KCM, Keeping Current Matters. They put out a bunch of real estate content that a lot has to do with like the market and stats and stuff like that, infographics.
Yeah.
So they do a really good job that you could check them out. And then 1000 Watt, which is a marketing branding agency. They do a ton of research that if you follow their Instagram, they put out a lot of, you know, what I would call stats or numbers driven graphs and stuff like that.
Yep. Number three, put people pictures in every post. So we are hardwired. We have a hardwired cognitive basis built into faces, where faces grab and hold our attention. Studies on babies have actually found that they're more likely to look at shapes that resemble a face, even if it's not a face. So they had like a picture of like a light bulb sort of shape with squares in it. And when you had the squares positioned in the shape of like two eyes and a nose, or maybe two eyes and a mouth, they were more likely to gravitate and be captured by that than the same image, but where like the eyes were askew. Like you had like two eyes off to this, or the two squares off to the side, and the nose or mouth was off
to the far sense.
Right. And they were more attracted to the one. It's why you see faces and everything. Like you go look to at a rock formation, you can spot a face.
Yeah. In the clouds, you can spot a face. It's such a, go to remindermedia.com, look at our homepage. And I mean, there's a reason why we do our homepage the way we do it. But you'll see, like, I mean, it's front and center.
Yeah.
It's a nice human being just looking right at you.
Yeah. And here's a tip we might want to apply to our homepage, because you can actually direct readers' attentions towards specific elements. So through eye tracking, they did research that showed on one ad, it was a picture, I think, of a shampoo bottle, and there was a model, a female model next to the, you know, kind of behind the shampoo bottle, right? So both were looking at the camera. When the model was looking directly at the camera, only 6% of people looked at the shampoo bottle.
Wow.
But when the model was looking at the product, was looking at the shampoo bottle, 84% of people looked at the product. So I'm going to have to talk to Dan and say, Dan, we need our model.
Wow.
Looking at the magazine.
That is really good.
Yeah.
That is a really good takeaway.
Yeah. LinkedIn also shared results through some A-B testing where they saw a 160% increase in click-through rates for posts with faces rather than objects. So if you're running ads, you know, we're talking about blog posts here. So this is how you can kind of keep people engaged in your blog posts. But if you're running ads or you're posting articles on social media, ones that have faces or people in them, obviously, are going to perform a lot
better. So think about like when you put out content, like for your listing even, have your face there at least on the photo you post for your listing. I know Shannon Gillette applies this to her YouTube videos. She does like these lifestyle YouTube videos, but or listing videos too. But she starts with her.
Yeah.
There, you know, to draw people in and also brand you. So that's the better effect. And then more importantly than even with your listing photos, go look at your Instagram. I guarantee you the ones that are getting engagement are the ones where it's a photo of you. Maybe you and your family, whatever.
Another idea for your blog post is adding in images with quotes and headlines. So taking a quote from the article and adding that to it, like over top of an image, and you can get stock photos, you can do this on Canva as well, is going to create more impact. Another study from LinkedIn showed a 30% increase in click-through rate when using a quote in an image versus a statistic. So if you're going through your blog and you're trying to figure out how do I turn this into images, using quotes from your article will perform better than just putting a statistic on an image. If you're dealing with statistics, I definitely recommend moving more towards those visualizations, those graphs. Number five, add videos with compelling thumbnails. So visitors who watch a video on your blog are going to spend four times more on the page. And are 4.5 times more likely to subscribe to your blog when you have videos there. So you want to embed a YouTube video, and in your video thumbnail, this goes along, same tips that we're talking about with the images, make sure you're using a face in your video thumbnail, probably yours, if it's a video featuring you talking about the market or talking about what you said Shannon Gillette's doing, as well as making sure you're using bright colors, catchy headlines, the typical things. We've had episodes where we talked about YouTube thumbnails as well, but make sure you're doing
that. Tell them about the AI. Video software that we're using to create content, because they could use
The name of it.
they're using, or you could use that to do it for your blog or whatever. But this essentially, what was pretty neat about this is we're testing it out, is like it can basically take your prompting and create like a little reel or a video for you. And what was really interesting is you record it, 30 seconds of you reading a paragraph.
Yeah.
30 seconds of you reading a paragraph, and he uploaded it to this, program, and it took Josh's voice. And so now he could create like a script or say, hey, I want you to do a video on this, and it would use Josh's voice. And you can kind of tell it's AI, but it's like really close. And that was just with a 30-second clip from you. So my thought process was, is if you have a blog that you're putting out there, you could go to this AI software. You could, prompt it to create you a video based upon this blog. And that way it's an easy way for you not to do too much work, but you literally have it, have a video there, 30 seconds.
Oh, it's amazing. It's we'll definitely post a link to it in the show notes. I can't find the site right now. But what I did was I went to ChatGPT and said, hey, give me 20 questions that someone would have for a real estate agent.
That's crazy.
Or give me 20 things that a real estate agent can inform, educate their clients on. And so it gave me 20 different prompts. Then all I did was I took
the actual program gave you this.
ChatGPT gave me the 20 prompts.
Yeah.
Then I took the prompts and I put it into this program. I said, generate an Instagram reel for me that educates clients of a real estate agent on X.
Okay.
And then it uses stock photo, and there's a bunch of different AI voices that it will use.
Yeah.
But there's also, like you said, you can also have it do your own voice.
I wanted to see if I could find
the ones you guys were talking about. InVideo AI.
InVideo.
InVideo AI. Yep. I was looking back at the chat that we've had.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I knew we had it in a chat.
It's
pretty
crazy.
We're starting to go, if you're a client of ours, go into the interface and go to your social media library. We're starting to test some of it in the social media library to help create content for you guys to see how it does. So we're testing the responses of it, but go check it out in your social media library. It's pretty crazy.
It's cool. And you can even say, like, make sure to include the call to action to save this reel, and at the end of it, it'll make sure to say, save this reel to for when it's time to move, you'll remember these packing tips
or something like
that. All right, here's some bonus tips for you. Use animated GIFs. So a tool that you can use to make GIFs is Giphy, GIF Maker. So GIPHY GIF Maker. That's free. Anything with motion is going to capture people's attention. So that's why that's mentioned there. Use memes. I mean, memes are universally loved and always catch people's attention, and they're funny. You can either grab memes from online, or you can use meme generator. So just Google meme generator. It has all of the meme pictures, and then you can put your own text on it. Stock photos from sites like Pexels.com and Unsplash.com. And Google Images now includes a tool where you can filter by usage. So if you're using images on your blog, make sure that you have the proper rights for them. Instead of just grabbing an image off of Google Images, when you search, they have a tool now that if you click Images, Tools, click Creative Commons licenses. Anything that's a Creative Commons license means that you're able to use it without having to like pay for a stock photo from like a Getty Images. There you go. There are 5 tips for adding great pictures to every blog post. Thank you so much for listening. You can head on over to staypaidpodcast.com for the show notes and the video of this episode. And if you want to support the show, 2 ways we ask you to do that. First, head on over to Apple Podcasts, drop us a 5-star review along with a comment. And the best way to show your support is to share this episode with someone that you know. I don't know if you guys heard the news. Humpty Dumpty is having an awful spring. It just turned April. It's April 5th. right? April 5th when this comes out.
First day of spring, maybe?
First day of spring. He's having a rough spring, which is a shame because he had such a great fall. He had such a great fall.
But
we got a new TV. I can't see Ethan's reactions anymore.
Gotta lean over to give you the approval or disapproval.
Oh man.
If you want to get a hold of me, Luke, you can email us at podcast@remindermedia.com, or of course you can follow us online. We are at Stay Paid Podcast. For this episode of Stay Paid, I'm Joshua Stike.
Guys, I'm Luke Acree. What a great tip of that whole point, like looking at the actual product caused 80-something% to actually go and look at the product versus just looking at you if you looked at the camera. So I think like the application is pretty obvious. You need to, you know, utilize pictures within your blogs. You need to be posting pictures on your social that are with you in the actual image. But try actually pointing to and like do a listing photo where it's like you're pointing and looking at the listing. And I'm curious to see if that will drive more engagement to the listing. Remember the difference between top producers and mediocre producers in every business. Top producers take action. Take action on that today.